I'm kind of surprised I don't see you with that strawberry muffin you've been eating here lately.
No, not this time. Not today.
This time? I'll tell you, he let me have a little smidge of it and had like the sugar crystal on top.
Yeah, oh yeah, they baked the sugar crystals on top.
It was good. And normally, I'm not a big fan of flavored strawberry things. I like fresh strawberries, but that's pretty good. And then we had a cookie. You're a horrible influence on me.
You know what? There is willpower that says you don't have to have anything I have.
We're going
to
split this cookie. We're picking up all these cupcakes. We're going to split this strawberry.
Well, maybe I didn't want to feel
cookie.
As bad.
Well, I mean, you made me feel half
Yeah, but if I only felt half bad, it's for the greater good.
Yeah, okay. I understand that. I was in the gym like 30 extra minutes because of you. Thank you so much.
No problem.
So we're talking about food, obviously, and breakfast food. What are your takes on breakfast food? Love it? Hate it?
I can eat breakfast food almost any time of the day.
Really?
But I am very, very bad in terms of setting up a consistent breakfast habit. It just kind of...
As the time presents itself.
Right.
Like, oh, I guess
if I have time, bring it on.
Let's do it. If I don't have time, sorry.
Yep.
That's like
much.
The other day I had some hard-boiled eggs and I told you, I was like, it's probably going to take me 20 minutes to eat these two hard-boiled eggs. And you're like, you know what? You sat there and you're like, I could have been done.
Yeah. But that's your distaste for eggs, not wanting to eat breakfast.
Yeah, that's true. So I found a little survey questions that I figured you and I could kind of answer.
I'm going to limit your internet privileges.
Are you?
You find the weirdest stuff.
Well, I mean, it's... I don't know. I think there's weirder things out there that I could be talking about.
You showed me some videos and some of that stuff.
One of those, like, what did I just watch?
Yeah.
So okay. So there's this website called Delish.com. I've seen them. They do like some of those like recipe videos and stuff, which by the way, they always use a hot plate. Does no one have a stove anymore? But anyway.
I could give you the specifics on how they film those videos, but it's
we don't
not
have
worth
10
it.
Hours.
No, exactly.
I appreciate that. So anyway, they did this survey about breakfast eating habits. So we're just going to kind of go through this and your answers, my answers are love, distaste, what have you, of what's on here.
Sure.
Okay. Do you eat breakfast first thing or wait an hour or two?
It's not really me waiting an hour or two or like a set section of time. It depends on what my day consists of. Mm-hmm. If I got up early enough to have breakfast. Normally when I come in here, I go to the gym first. I don't really want to go to the gym on a full stomach because that could be
That's horrible. That makes you feel so sluggish.
Right.
So I can
and
see
it takes away
that,
from
yeah.
your momentum. So a lot of times I'll wind up just having a protein bar when I get here just to get me going throughout the day. Mm-hmm. On the weekends or if I'm off or something of that nature, I tend to gravitate towards a bowl of cereal because it's super easy. But if I am in that place, we'll have pancakes, we'll have eggs, we'll have salt. But I've got to be in
We're
that
We're
going
to have
mood.
A Cracker Barrel
breakfast
over here.
Right, exactly.
We're going to need sideboards on this plate. So my thing is, first thing or wait an hour or two. So I'm kind of like you. Life is busy. And you're an adult.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I got to get up. I got to shower. I got to do my makeup, my hair, and, you know, things you obviously don't have to worry about.
Hey, that's not fair.
Your makeup and hair?
That's not fair.
Your makeup and hair.
I'm just saying.
What kind of blush are you using these days?
Natural.
Mine's Sunny Spice. So anyway.
Mine's from being called out. Yours is applied.
Mine's embarrassment. That's what my blush is. It's called embarrassed. So that wrangling the four-year-old and everything, I make sure he's taken care of. He loves
That's
his
a whole different level.
Yeah. He loves his chocolate milk. He loves donuts. He loves Pop-Tarts, cereal, stuff like that. So I'm like in the midst of like wet hair, up in a towel, let's get baby done. So we get that going. And so really mine's like I might have something. I might grab like a hard-boiled egg or I might grab our carb, like a low-carb Atkins like substitute. I might just have a cold brew coffee. I might just use that.
That's healthy.
Well, I mean, you know, I put heavy cream in it and everything to go with my lifestyle, and it kind of makes me somewhat full. But I will tell you, on Sundays, when my husband's off, on Sundays, I always fix breakfast. And so we'll do pancakes, mainly for Jaren, but, you know, eggs, and I try to do different types of, different styles of eggs and change it up every week, because you don't want the same breakfast every time.
I would eat the same breakfast every time if it's good.
Bacon. Sometimes I'll do some country ham. Sometimes I'll do omelet and toss it all together, you know, just mixing things up a little bit. So, yeah, that's kind of how we roll at my house. All right, next question. Do you prefer a sweet breakfast like pancakes, or do you prefer something like bacon and eggs, something on the savory side?
I guess a lot of that could be mood driven, what I'm feeling like in the morning. I'm not opposed to either one. I mean, we went out a while back and celebrated Father's Day, and my dad wanted to go out to a buffet style breakfast, and I had a little bit of everything.
Like
and
Templeton, smorgasbord, smorgasbord.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, from eggs and sausage to biscuits and gravy to pancakes to fried chicken leg.
You know, like, if there was a steak on the board, I'd be like, I'm having this.
Some of our folks got steak. I did not. I'm steak not a steak for breakfast. Nah, I'm not a steak for breakfast kind of guy.
That would be too heavy for me.
Yep,
so.
I agree.
So you're just kind of like either or. You're like whatevs.
I'm not picky at all.
Yeah. I guess since I'm trying to not do so much sugar, so I'll go savory, bacon and eggs. 62%.
But you're not denying that you'd rather have the sugar.
I would rather. I told you the other weekend, I was like, you know what? I'm going to treat myself to a bowl of cereal.
Oh.
And it was Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
That's right. That's right.
And then I drank the milk afterwards because it was all cinnamony and sugary and delicious.
I could do an entire podcast on what after cereal milks are terrible for you and fantastic. But
Fruit Loop milk is good.
No.
Which one's the number one?
Fruity Pebbles.
Really?
Yes.
Absolutely. I could see that.
And Frosted Mini Wheats is the worst.
Well, yeah, because you've got the little shards.
Right. Like, it's like eating fiber. Sand. Yeah. That is 100%.
Shards of glass. Mm-hmm. Now, the Frosted Mini Wheats, the best part of it is the like frosted part.
Yeah. You dip them in milk and then actually take the mini wheats out. You get the frosting into the milk and then I can put the real cereal in it.
This is a whole other podcast.
I told you.
We're going to have a cereal podcast. Okay. So, yeah, I would rather, honestly, what I really love is old school Eggos. I will take some egg. Don't even start with me.
God.
Eggos, put it in the toaster. And then, it sounds so weird. I like to put butter in each little divot, each little square.
I don't think that's because you love butter that much. I think you're OCD enough that you couldn't have a little square that didn't have it in there.
No, it's because I do love the combination of the butter that's not melted. I like it to be semi-cold on said waffle. And I like the combination of the butter with the syrup. And if I could choose the syrup, give me the butter pecan syrup. Oh my gosh.
Mm-mm.
Love it. Okay, so we'll just get out of that. So anyway,
we'll do another syrup podcast too.
Hooray! Syrup cereal. We'll breakfast part two.
Yeah.
So apparently, 62% of us choose savory. 38% choose sweet. All right. Next question. Do you pretty much always try to eat healthy breakfast? You or no? Judging by everything you've already said,
I don't lean that way.
Throw this out there.
That's the problem with me is I'm doing the workout thing because I want to be in better physical shape.
Mm-hmm.
But to me, in order to stay motivated, I refuse to change my diet around because if I am both suffering physically and digestionally, that's a problem. I'm going to give up on one or both a lot faster. So I'm not choosing to change my diet completely. I'm looking at portion control.
Well, that's good. So you can still enjoy and indulge, but not go ape crazy.
Exactly.
Not go ham.
There are certain things. Yeah. There are certain things I'm not willing to give up because.
Right. Strawberry cookies.
Okay, fine. One time, and I'm gonna never be forgiven for that. We'll talk grudges later too.
Yeah. I got you.
But I mean, that to me is the difference. If I'm not looking to be beach body physique.
Yeah, yeah.
You get what you get. I want to feel better for me.
You want to feel more energized. You want to be happier.
Yep.
And if it's a slow and steady wins the race, which is the healthiest way to lose weight, I mean, yeah, go for that. So you're basically saying it is what it is.
I don't judge.
Yeah, I don't always. Healthy breakfast, I guess, too. I think it's all relative. What do you consider healthy breakfast? Like me doing keto, low carb, a healthy breakfast, bacon and eggs.
Right.
But someone else would be like, no, you need grapefruit with no sugar.
Right.
And maybe egg white omelet. So I think it's just all in what your opinion is and what your lifestyle and your dietary restrictions.
But it's what you're trying to achieve. That's the other part of that. Okay, dietary, it works great. It's savory, sweet, healthy, not. But it depends on what you're trying to accomplish. If I have a heart condition, we're not eating bacon. We're
enjoy
not eating
your Greek yogurt and your little granola.
Exactly. You get strawberry with no seeds and Greek yogurt.
Mm. Delicious. All right. So apparently 43% of us claim we eat healthy and 57% said sometimes, but really not religious. Do you usually eat the same breakfast every day?
Again, I think that comes down to timing.
Yeah.
And what I have available.
If you like have
said,
to grab and go.
Right. If you're grabbing and on the go, if you meal prep a lot for that, which I am not as good as I should be. My wife and I made some egg cups and those were delicious.
They were awesome. You gave me some.
You could freeze them. Fall out to a day and you're good to go. So yes, to that extent, I wound up eating the same thing, but we go out to breakfast every Saturday morning, a couple of us, and I rotate between three or four things. And then occasionally I'll get a wild hare and throw in something else, but it's fairly rare.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I agree with you on that. Like when we do on like our Sunday family breakfast, I try to switch it up a little bit. So, I mean, if it's something quick and convenient and I grab it and go, I guess it's technically every day, but so 40% say yes, and 60% say no, we mix it up.
Well, but how much of that true, too, though, if you think about just the cereal, folks, how many boxes of cereal do you have at your house right now?
It's technically, yeah.
Because, I mean, that's technically a change, or are you just putting all cereal in together? So I think that
maybe
question...
Maybe they're looping that. You're being a little too specific for this.
Well, but no, I mean, I'm just trying to
help
with the numbers.
Are you doing brown eggs or white eggs?
Yeah, or egg
Yellow
whites
cheese?
Versus the whole egg.
Yeah.
Right. No, I mean, I'm not talking
Salt
about
and pepper?
That. I'm just
Lemon
okay.
Pepper.
You're talking about me. You're pushing it.
What are you doing? Why are you, what? How did we get here?
I put salt on everything, so I guess that means I eat the same thing every day.
I love salt. Okay, so since you're so such a fanatic over cereal, one of the questions is, do you love cereal or hate it? You're gonna say love it.
I love most of it.
70% of people say they love cereal, and 30% say nope.
Again, it's a matter of taste. If you're on a diet where you're going for the beach body, you're stuck eating kashi, which is twigs. It's twigs in a bowl.
Yeah.
If you're enjoying just a bowl of cereal, it's really up to you. I understand why that number skews so far the way it does.
Right.
But there's so many different options.
Oh, and it seems like they're coming out with something every day. Like, yep. I got one for my son. It was Fruit Loops with marshmallows.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, shut the front door. This is delicious. Because it had the best of both worlds. You have your fruity circles, and then you have the marshmallows that everyone dug out of Lucky Charms box because no one wanted that grain crap.
Well, they did. Did you see the contest online that Lucky Charms did a couple of months ago where a select group of people would win one of 1,000 boxes of all marshmallows?
Really?
Yep. Instead of doing that promo.
I know on Amazon you can buy just the
I don't have that kind of money.
But that's the huge bag, like it's taller than you.
Oh, I've bought that bag. I've bought that
bag.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, next game night, we're just sitting there like, pass me some.
Yeah, and they last forever. But you can put them on the upside. You can put them on any cereal. I've had Frosted Flakes with Lucky Charms marshmallows in it. It's amazing.
He does this little sprinkle thing, like the salt guy. You're like,
it's my cooking show.
Here it is. Up high.
Bam!
So, give me your top three. If you were on a desert island and had milk that never spoiled, that sounded gross, and three cereal options, what would be those three cereal options? Three boxes of cereal.
Frosted Flakes.
That's a good one.
Rice Krispies.
Just plain Rice Krispies?
Yes.
Do you put sugar in them, Snap, Crackle,
I do.
Pop? Okay.
I put a little bit of sugar.
You need sugar then.
Yeah, that's fine. I could eat them without.
Banana?
It's not a big deal.
Banana?
No. I'm allergic to bananas.
Oh, well, never mind. Don't eat the banana.
Yeah.
I'll dive in front of you and snug the bowl out. No!
Let's see. I'm not sure on a third. Give me a minute. What are yours? I'll come up with my third while you put yours up.
Okay, so Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Childhood favorite.
Yes. I see your Rice Krispie cereal, and I raise you Rice Krispie Treats cereal.
Worst milk outside of Frosted Mini Wheats.
But the cereal itself, though, oh
not
my.
Not worth it.
No, that's totally 90s nostalgia. So I've got a box in the cabinet.
I'm just saying.
So good.
I want it the full thing. I want to eat the cereal and have an empty bowl after it's done.
You want
with.
The beverage that comes along with it.
You got to wash it down.
So this third option is crazy. I'm going to cop out and say it's not a fun cereal, but I genuinely enjoy it. And it's the Special K fruit and yogurt one.
Yeah.
Because it has the clusters of like the yogurt bits. And then
that's not a cop out at all.
The flakes themselves are really good. And it's heart healthy. Thank you, American Heart Association. You could have like 17 bowls of that in a day and be like, I'm healthy. My heart is fine.
Yep.
So, I guess I have a good balance. I have childhood and then like mommy cereal.
I don't ever think about it at the store, but anytime you like find it out somewhere, I always gravitate towards it. And this may be my third because it's a treat that I don't normally think of.
Uh-huh.
Raisin Bran.
I loved Raisin Bran back
you
in
don't,
the day.
But see, you made
you
the face.
About
you
it.
Don't think about
until
it until
you said
it's there.
It. And I was like, oh.
When I went
the raisins,
to college.
You're like,
right. Well, when I went to college, they had a bunch of those.
Two scoops of raisins.
In the dining hall, I always had cereal. No matter what I ate, I always had cereal because I like a little something sweet to finish off every meal.
Yeah.
That's just the way my palate's set up. So I could go get cereal, but it was, okay, what do I want? What do I want?
Right.
Raisin Bran was one of the options. And I found myself gravitating towards that more than any of the others.
Oh, I will add to that. There's another one I like, and it's kind of along the same lines of Rice Krispies. Crispex. I used to love the Crispex. They're like the hexagon. croutons. And the reason I know.
Oh, okay. Nah,
because one time I bought the off-brand version at a grocery store, crispy hexagons. And my husband's like, where's the Crispex? I was like, there it is. It's the crispy hexagons. But it's kind of the same. You got to add the sugar with it to kind of, and you're kind of like, well, this is kind of defeating the purpose.
Sure.
Of trying. Oh, what was the other one? Honey Smacks? Is that, no. Is that what it's
called? Sugar Smacks?
Sugar Smacks.
They just had a huge recall on those.
Well, I'm glad I don't eat that no more.
Right.
Okay.
With Smacks the Frog.
All right, so enough about cereal because we could go on and on. Yep. We need to do a podcast just on cereal.
We'll do it. We'll do it. Don't worry. We got plenty of time until they get rid of me.
Yeah, just on cereal. Okay, so again on the little survey here, do you tend to skip breakfast a lot of time? I think we've kind of touched on this.
Yeah, I tend to skip an official breakfast because of
time.
Me going to work out and the time that goes along with it. Because, let's be honest, everybody loves their sleep, and they wait as long as humanly possible to get up and get out the door, and it's supposed to be the best meal of the day, and I think part of it's because work as a whole, and you've got more families that are all working, as opposed to getting up, having breakfast ready by the time one spouse is ready to head out the door.
Yeah.
Now they're... We got to get everybody out the door. We got to get kids ready. There's so much stuff that clogs that up that I think a classic breakfast, the Leave It to Beaver breakfast, is gone.
Yeah, because I remember my mom was a stay-at-home mom while my dad worked. And she would, even if it was just cereal or if it was Pop-Tarts or if it was like honey buns or pancakes, it kind of varied how the day was going to go or whatever.
That's like not eating the same thing every day.
Yeah. And so we would have that. But like I said, with my son, I'm like, all right, let me get your chocolate milk that you love. Let me get something together for you. And he's going to enjoy it and what have you. So, I mean, I think making sure that maybe your kids and all, they're good with the breakfast and all. As an adult, you're like, well, I can just...
I'll just pound whatever.
I'll just take whatevs. I'll go to work. I'll eat a decent lunch. And I mean, there's times like you skip it and you're like, the whole time you're like, is it 12 o'clock yet? Is it lunchtime yet? I am so hungry. But I remember being young though. I really didn't like breakfast that much. I was kind of like, I need to wake up. I don't want to eat right now. Like, let me just sit here. And I think my son has some of that because sometimes it takes him forever to eat breakfast. But as I get older, I'm like, I need to eat something.
I gotta get going. As a kid, your metabolism is running so much faster from the moment you wake up.
Oh, yeah.
You're running 1,000 miles an hour. You jump out of bed. Well, you and I both now, further into adulthood.
I got to pull myself out.
I do okay.
Yeah.
And, you know, my alarm goes off. I got things to do. I'm up. Let's go. But there are some that you have to literally browbeat out of bed.
Right.
And
my husband is one. I'm like, come on. Come on.
My wife has her moments. When she's finally up and moving,
she's doing it.
It's a machine.
Right.
But to get that machine going, it's like getting a freight train started. Slow, 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 slow. And then you can't stop it once it's going.
So you make fun of my OCD-ness. I'm one of those people that has like a million alarm clocks set. And it's like once the final one goes, it's like you got to get up.
See, I'm different in that. I use my alarms to keep me on pace. I'm up with the first one. I don't go back to sleep.
Oh, so then you're like, all right, it's time to brush my teeth.
Mine are titled, get up, out of the shower, and so on and so forth.
Well, by
the
time I get shampooing my hair quick,
I've got one that says out the door, and then another one says you better be in the car. And if I'm not, I know that I need to be moving to stay on time.
That's a little fun fact.
Well, but when you used to have a commute, you needed to stay on that tighter time
frame. You gotta. So 40% of us say that we skip breakfast a lot, and 60% say that they hardly ever. Well, here's my favorite one. Are you ready for this one?
Yeah.
Have you ever had pizza for breakfast?
Not that I can recall.
Are you not a red-blooded American?
Well,
excuse moi. Oh my gosh, cold pizza for breakfast? You are apparently the 36% of folks that claim you have never had pizza for breakfast. You've never opened up the box and was like, yeah, let me eat this.
I don't like cold pizza.
Oh, I'll eat cold pizza. I'll eat it hot, cold, just the top, just the crust. I'll eat the whole thing.
No.
Oh my gosh.
Now, I do have a different out there food that goes along with that.
For breakfast?
Yes.
Okay.
KFC. Cold out of the fridge.
Chicken? I could get down with
that. The look on
your
face is like, once you've done it once,
it's
not as big a deal. And it's not necessarily about eating.
Original recipe?
Doesn't matter.
Of course.
No.
No?
No, my preference is extra crispy.
Really?
Absolutely.
Huh. And cold, you still get the crispiness?
I have not, full disclosure, I have not had extra crispy cold. I've had the original cold.
It's
not about the crust for me. It's about the chicken.
The chicken.
Because you get something of substance.
True.
As opposed to where cereal is, 14 whole grains, whatever, protein.
Yeah.
Let's go. Meat. And
Mister,
you don't have to stop and cook sausage.
For breakfast,
I don't. I've never had steak for breakfast.
Yeah.
I've never, doesn't appeal to me.
Pizza for breakfast. I'll haul at that in a heartbeat. I did that the other day, actually.
I've got pizza at the house right now.
You can have it for breakfast tomorrow.
No, I have to go to the gym first.
you can bring it with you and have it here at the radio station after you. I just worked out.
Woo-hoo, let me down counterproductive.
These, let me down these pizzas.
I only have half pizza. Of a slice.
Yeah. So I'll just take the top off like Junya and then give the crust to some birds outside. If I see a bird flying around
tomorrow.
Is that
why the pigeons follow me in?
They're flying around with a little pizza crust like, it's not stuffed crust. I wish there was cheese on this.
There's only one way to eat pizza, and it is stuffed crust. But you guessed it. We're going to talk about that eventually, too.
Oh, yeah. Stuffed crust because you eat the crust first. But I can't really.
No.
I can't really.
No, no. I'm not in that
You're
credo.
Not that? Okay. All right. So that was breakfast.
Yes.
And maybe we'll do one for lunch. We got Jinx Yomi soda. You can't talk till you buy me a Coke Zero. Boom. That's it. So I'm going to wrap up this podcast because he can't talk until he goes and buys me anything. He's going to run down the stairs really quick. There he goes. But check us out online. What's Hot Blog, WAKG.com, under Behind the Mic. Find our social media accounts. And we still need a name. So shoot me a message and give me a name. If Josh could ever speak again, he would give you one too. So bye.